Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenz. I'm on the grid. SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, digital video platforms, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Countdown to first pitch is on. Countdown to kickoff tomorrow night. We've got NFL football. We've got college football on Thursday. Tonight, we've got another type of football, MLS, soccer, Major League Baseball. But truth be told, I think I'm most excited about the NHL preseason card tonight. We got to follow the money. And Cam has said this time and time and time and time again. I've said it over the years as well. How many times we've all been there, guys? You know, you're having a great baseball week, having a great NBA week. It's like, wow, man, I'm killing the NBA this week. And then Saturday, I'm betting college football today. I didn't bet the NBA. And then Sunday, I put you on the phone and bet the NBA. It's like, and you end up losing. I was like, well, why not? You were killing the NBA. Why'd you get away with it? Just because the NFL was playing. Now, you're pretty good at sticking to your guns and betting everything anyways, Cam. But you've said it before. Like, I've said it a million times, too, and people said, oh, what, you're putting $2,000 on the Philadelphia Soul in the Arena League? I said, when you go to the window and you cash your ticket and they give you the money, they don't ask you if it was the Philadelphia Flyers, Philadelphia Soul, Philadelphia Eagles, Philadelphia Junk. They don't ask you, Cam. They scan the barcode and the ticket's a winner.
Exactly.
And if the money's in the NHL preseason right now, I think we need to focus on the NHL preseason right now. How you doing, Cam?
I'm doing great, Gabe. 8-1 in the NHL preseason. We hit both bets last night, actually, and the other one, a late Vegas play. Actually, so yeah, it would be 9-1. So this is the thing you talk about. I'm not out of the preseason. I saw your email prior to the show. I already know where you're going without even telling you. We're betting the Winnipeg Jets tonight, the Edmonton Oilers with their big team against them coming back. Winnipeg, Edmonton had their big party last night, tribute to Joey, and now they don't have anybody. Jets in revenge form, already been bet. And I will tell you this, NHL preseason, WNBA, my two favorite leagues.
Well, let me ask you something, Cam, because last night I was on with your boy McInnes. And I remember the time because I came, we were talking about you on the air. So I said, it was 1:42 a.m. Eastern time. And the overnight hockey lines were posted. And I looked and I saw, and I said, oh my God. I said, the Winnipeg Jets are -125 against the Oilers. And I told McInnes, I said, we did a lot of research on the game tonight. And I'm telling you right now, Connor McDavid and Draisaitl and all these guys will not play tomorrow against the Winnipeg Jets. McInnes didn't even know. He goes, oh, are you sure? I said, dude, I'm sure. I said, I'm sure. I said, what, you think they're playing these guys every night? I said, I'm sure. Remember, we read it in the yesterday, Cam, on the show. Said, yeah. McDavid and Draisaitl are playing tonight because it was the big game. And they said, they're not playing for their next two games. Why would you? So the number was -125 at the time.
That is amazing.
I know. And I said, man, I wonder if I should just text Cam right now and say, yo, bro, got to get in on the Jets now because this thing's going to probably be -190 in the morning or something. Like, because the public didn't know. Even the odds makers. We know more than the odds makers, Cam. Even the odds makers didn't. They just thought, oh, Oilers won 6-0 tonight and Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. And no, it's like, no, they're not playing. They already announced they're not playing. There's money to be made with this stuff. So should I have texted you? I thought it was a little late. I was like, I don't know if we should
text
him and tell him to get
it right
now.
You can text me at any time when concerns money.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I was just discussing about how last night I saw a hockey line at -125, and I thought of Cam because I knew Cam would like the angle. And I was like, oh, man, this number isn't going to be there in the morning. And I'm sure it was one of those gambles. And Paul Bovey's going to join us. And Paul does it all the time, speculative betting. In the NBA, you'll do it. Like an overnight NBA line, and you'll know. There's no way in hell Kyrie Irving's going to play tomorrow. Right? But they it's not announced yet. So you sort of, you take the chance. And I knew, we talked about it yesterday. The Oilers put it all in for Joey Moss and the tribute game last night. They pretty much announced, McDavid and Draisaitl aren't going to be playing for the rest of the week after that. The Seattle Kraken announced that they're not starting their top six starters. It was a gift last night. I don't know if it's such the gift this evening, but we do like the Winnipeg Jets. And there's baseball and all that other stuff, guys, but whatever. The money's in hockey right now, all right? Ice hockey. Go to FanDuel, scroll down. You'll see it under ice hockey. Not hockey, Cam, but ice hockey. Not to be confused.
Yeah, I was
not
up
to be
early.
Confused.
Like, the early bird gets the worm.
195 now.
That's what I'm talking about. I thought I got it good. Wow. So I woke up early today. My brother's in town. He leaves tomorrow. Same thing. So the first thing I do while I brew my coffee, I check the line.
Look at the hockey line.
157 Jets. Ding, 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 ding. So I'm all over. Like,
oh,
not,
it's not
like
bad.
Edmonton last night. And now it's up to one. That's what I'm saying. In the morning, this thing, Gabe, we're almost hitting 80 cents of steam. 80 cents in a hockey game is basically like saying, that's a big screw up. Like, these guys, they're even post to 125 is shocking. That is wild stuff. So, no, I'm big unit play on the Jets as well. I don't care what league it is. You said it, man. We got information on this stuff. And I'm telling you, the NHL preseason for us will be better than the regular season. Take advantage now, because baseball is hard.
You know what? We went 27-12 in the NFL preseason, and so far so good in the NHL preseason. Love preseason betting. Loving it.
Me too.
Loving it.
My favorite, I agree.
We got, yeah. What? Baseball? What? No.
Yeah.
What, regular Leafs season and Senators sports? Are playing tonight.
I got to be.
Leafs and Sens.
Hi, everybody. Cam and Gabe here. We do.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Preseason bets in every league. In regular season, no, that's it. Just preseason bets. Thanks.
Preseason WNBA MLS. Yeah. That's it.
That's our strong suit.
Paul Bovey told me he's got some WNBA locks for us.
Oh.
Right now he's like, no, I never said that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi, King of the Winter Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Last night, Cam, on Sports Rage, I was talking about the police report, the John Jones police report released or obtained by MMA Fighting. It's kind of actually pretty disturbing, like, to get, you get into it. But I brought up the facts. I don't know if you remember the wrestler Rhino. I was a big fan of that guy.
Yeah. Rhino. Yeah. Yeah. He used to wear like the old caveman suit and stuff. Yeah. He was real kind of weird looking. Yeah. Rhino?
No, not caveman. No. He just had the tights on. He had his hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. No, double strap. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I was thinking about saying, yes, I know Rhino. Yes. So what about him?
Anyways, there was a wrestler named Rhino, but I was thinking of Rhino because John Jones, for whatever reason, started smashing his head against the police patrol car. And he got charged with damaging the vehicle.
Yes,
and as I stated last night, the sad thing is, you know, the vehicle was just 2 days away from retirement, too. And it's a true story. So, no, not the car being a retirement, but but John Jones. Yeah, so John Jones got charged. Part of the charges, he didn't get charged with domestic abuse or whatever because his wife didn't want to press charge. So, but he got charged with like smashing his head into a car. Like, but he did it like repeatedly. He started like smashing his head like onto the hood of the car. And I just love that they charged him with damaging the car. He got charged with damaging a police vehicle.
I like it.
So I said last night about how like, and we know like being, you know, someone that has done dumb things while drinking can. We speak from experience. So I said, listen, if you're drunk, especially, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. So number one, I don't know why, like, he didn't have any friends around him to say, listen, we know John's crazy and he's going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. We need to make sure he doesn't get arrested tonight. Right? Yeah, like exactly. One of those type of deals. Like,
yeah,
just sort
put him
of
in a room.
Yeah. It's just sort of like, okay. No, I don't want to get into the whole story because I got a point about what's coming around with this. But this is what Jones did. He got inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. His wife was there. Mm-hmm. He thanked his wife and everything. They went back to the hotel, and it was 11:30 at night, in which then he told his fiance of 17 years, the girl we met 17 years ago. He told her, I'm taking $10,000 cash, and I'm going to a strip club. And I guess things escalated from there. But so I was talking about, like, if you're John Jones, like, why do people injure themselves? And I did it myself. I told the story about how I kicked a garbage can in Vancouver. And it was in front of the cops, too. So the cops are there, and I'm getting mad, and it's outside. It's like a big scene and stuff. And I go, this is effing whatever. This is effing bull. You know what I mean? I kick a garbage can, Cam. And this lady cop says to her, might even been Frankenbull, looks over, and she goes, you know, I'd probably arrest your buddy for being an a-hole, but I think he just broke his foot. And she started laughing.
Yeah, it was me.
And
it was me.
I'm hobbling away. Yeah. I'm hobbling away. And she's like, she goes, I think he just broke his foot. She sort of smiled like she was happy. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Screw you, lady. I'm hobbling away, remember? Yeah. I remember the next day I wake up. I'm like, man, I think my foot's broken. Right? So I was telling the story. We've all been there. We've all done dumb things, right? It's like, all right. At least I didn't, like, get arrested for smashing a cop car. But we all done dumb things, which leads me into Milwaukee Brewer pitcher Devin Williams. So this is, like, really stupid. This is the stupidest of the stupid. Devin Williams is out for the playoffs now. Milwaukee Brewers pitcher, he's good, too. He's out for the playoffs because the Milwaukee Brewers got drunk in the clubhouse last night. After they, they got drunk. And for whatever reason, celebrating, he punched a wall. They broke his hand. He's a pitcher. Yeah, bye-bye.
I know. I saw the story.
Like, what
some people
the hell,
drink.
Bro?
Some
like, people what the drink. Hell are you doing? Why would you punch a wall when you won?
No. He said, see, read the story. I put because in the updates, he's like, I had some bad negative thoughts on my mind now just before the celebration. Like, okay, so that makes sense. And the difference between you and John Jones is another thing. You kicked an inanimate object being a trash can or whatever. That's thinking, you know, whatever. This guy repeatedly put his head with his brains in it into a car. I put his stupidity at an 11 and yours at a 7.5. It's not even close. But this guy's that. That's a stooge move.
I didn't attack my fiance either.
Yes, that's also another thing. And another thing is you don't go up to your girlfriend and say, give me $10,000, I'm going to a strip club. There's a lot of things that was wrong with that.
I kicked the garbage can.
Exactly.
Like, and I paid the price.
You didn't put your head and go, bam, I'm going to put my head through this garbage bin. You stupid sanitary container. Yeah, exactly.
Stupid garbage can. It was like surrounded by like, it sort of looked like it was thin wood.
I thought I was putting my foot. That's right.
Nah, but it wasn't. It wasn't. There was concrete on the other side of that thin wood that I didn't see because I was an idiot. So I put my foot like sort of into the wood, kind of like, but like it's sort of like, I felt it like, oh, I was like, that's not good. But I was pretty hammered at the time. Right. But we've all been there. Look, I chopped my finger off once. I got attacked by a bat once. No joke. I got attacked by a bat. Bunch of bats were flying around and stuff. But the thing is, I can't lie, Cam. I was drinking.
Yeah, so you want to fight the bat.
I didn't want to fight the bat. I panicked, and I had long hair. So I was like, oh, my God, the bat's going to get my hair. So there was a bat, and I was on a balcony door, Cam, and I sort of, like, dodged in into the, like, apartment. Like, oh, my God, there's, like, bats. So I jumped in. And I slammed the door, and the door popped open, and the bat was about to fly into my place.
Yeah.
The door again, and instead, I put my arm right through the glass door. Shredded it. Like, I shredded it. Like,
I shouldn't laugh.
Cam's laughing his ass off.
I know.
He's laughing.
I
laughed. Really, you think it's funny?
I
did
the same.
I was in the hospital for like 5 days.
Don't worry about it. I jumped through a window when my brother was chasing me. Instead of just opening up the door, I jumped right through the window. We're idiots. That's what we are. We're stupid. I'll tell you, though.
Exactly. That's why I tell people, don't be like us. That's why I'm telling
here's
you.
Another,
like,
here's
don't
another thing.
Punch things. Don't break things.
You're not going to believe me saying this, but I'm not really down with these pre-winning thing celebrations. They don't ever end well. Somebody gets hurt. Teams, after their bender, it's like, yeah, this is fun. We've worked hard all year. Let's do it for another couple days. Just ask the Blue Jays. They can't even beat the Orioles because they've been hungover for 3 days. And these guys are doing this stuff. It's like, are you kidding
me? Can you
me?
Imagine, Cam, being the GM?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, all right, guys, congratulations. Have a good time. You go back upstairs to your office. And then they call you. Listen, Devin just put his fist through the wall and he broke his hand, sir. It's like, what the hell's going on down there? Like,
exactly.
What is this, the WWE plane ride from hell?
Exactly. They are the Brewers. Probably lots of.
Hey, listen, it's not my problem. Yeah, it's not my problem. I'm not a Brewer fan, but that doesn't help them. Doesn't help. No. Hey, I tell you what, Braves. I like the Braves again tonight, Kev. I like picking on teams that, like, are on the ropes. And Philadelphia are on the ropes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now Atlanta can just sort of push them off the cliff, you know?
I'm gonna say something I haven't said very many times this year. I'm not betting the Blue Jays tonight. I'm not doing it. I worked hard with that Edmonton game with the Oilers. The Elks sucked in the CFL game. I'm donating because of this team. I want to win.
I'm just shocked.
I'm not doing it. We made a great bet with the Edmonton Oilers on Joey Knight there, and they win 6-0 in a preseason hockey
Joey
game. It was the best bet of the year. Best. Like, people are thanking us on Twitter. Oh, geez, Edmonton Oilers, what a pick. I go, we're going to bet more preseason hockey. I am not donating. I don't know who's going to win this game. I know your boy Berrios is on the hill tonight, but you know what? The Yankees are hot, man. Since they've got that pet turtle, they've won like 6 games in a row.
And 7 in a row now. Well, they got a pet turtle. I don't even know about it. The pet turtle.
Yeah, his name's like Bronxy the turtle. He's like a good luck charm. Anyway, it's working. I'm not calling you a liar.
I'm not calling you a liar.
No, I'm really not doing
it. All I'm saying is there's about 46 minutes before this happens.
There is.
You've got 46 minutes to change your mind.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it with the raging redhead Cam Stewart. I just can't get over the Devin Williams stuff. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Celebrating. So what'd you say, Cam? Because I didn't understand. So what he said, he had negative thoughts. So when he figured, all right, I'm going to punch the wall and then go party with the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Really negative thoughts.
That's what he said. He goes, I had some issues, you know, before we had, you know, celebration. I was kind of pissed off, so I just put my fist through the wall. It's like, oh, you might as well, like, you know, you got a party. Like, I don't know what this guy's doing. But anyway, I used to do stuff like that, break things and stuff, like when we first started gambling. And then I realized I lose the bet, and then you have to replace them. It's double the problem. You have more problems that you're doing. Like, any type you want to hit a fist through a wall, throw something into a wall, break something, you've lost money.
Exactly.
Now you have to repair. So that's why I don't do this stuff anymore. You got to figure it out.
I used to get angry and throw guitars and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then, like, I'd wake up in the morning the next day. They're like, well, bro, we got to go to a shop and get your guitar fixed because you threw it off the stage last night. I could be like,
Exactly.
Maybe I should have thrown out of rage money after the show. All right, let's bring in Paul Bovey, who last time, I believe, called us degenerate weasels. And you know what?
I liked it.
We loved Excellent. It. We loved it. We were going to get T-shirts made of it. We weren't insulted at all. Paul Bovey joins us. What's up, Paul? I'm the weasel. He's the brain. What's going on?
Well, I'm wrestling tag team. I'm going to trademark the name, so you guys can't throw that around unless I'm on the show. But what I want to know, Cam, is do you charge your brother to stay there? Does he have to pay rent?
No. Oh, no. He stays at my parents at a hotel. We're helping my folks move. What kind of scumbag do you think I am, Bovey? I'm a gambling weasel, but I would never charge family to stay at a home. That's just. That's
I don't know. I don't know. I've heard a few stories about it.
Hey, Andrew, you and your family, $200 a night. You're not pay up.
Listen,
what you say? You would, Paul? Hey, Paul's serious about the real estate. Paul's like, listen, we might be Paul's related, but real, rooms ain't cheap in LA, right, Paul?
No, they're not. They're not.
No. But there are certain techniques you can use, and you can get low price rooms. And you know, if worse comes to worse, you just sleep in front of the CVS back there. And I know some great spots for you if you ever make your way to LA.
So. Well, listen. Listen, I was actually thinking about coming to L.A. next week, and Cam's not even a Dodger fan, but you want to go to the game with me, but I lose every game I go to. So Cam's like, no. If you want the Dodgers to win, Gabe, you're crazy if you go to that wild card game. So true. I'm going to hold off on a one-game wild card because I don't want to be responsible, and I don't want to be upset after the game, like, oh, they lost, and baseball's over. So as soon as we get into a series, Paul, I'm coming, all right? We'll go. I owe you a game. I'll buy you the ticket. I owe you a game. It's a payback for the Nick game.
Gabe,
you got season tickets for it already.
My exodus from this city is November 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, and I am relocating to a place to be determined. So,
TBD.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
can you give us the options? Like a poll, Paul, like A, B, C, D, and we can get...
Yeah, like odds,
give us a clue.
I know you're a fan of Vancouver. I know you're a fan of Vancouver.
I'll tell you what. Do you have a room for rent? I'll be there. I will be there. I have my sushi spots. I have my happy hour spots in Vancouver. I have my dollar oyster shots before before 6 p.m. Love that city.
Fanny's Oysters, right. Great place.
Yeah, if you could find, and in Vancouver, the Buck of Shucks aren't junk either. Like this city, their seafood, magnificent.
I know you talked about New York, but I don't think you. New York's a type, it's not, it's not the money for him. It's,
yeah, that's a good point.
It's New York. It's
lifestyle. It's
weather. Yeah, like.
Chill factor.
Thailand?
Pulsy.
Thailand?
No. Not Thailand. No.
Not Miami. You're not going to Florida.
To Florida. West Coast?
Yeah.
San Diego? The roaches are big and they fly also. So I've ruled out Miami. I spent a lot of time in Florida, but I've turned the page. So a visit here and there, but that's about it.
Paul Bovey came with us. I love it when we have the three shot here. Paul looks like a hockey coach. He really does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like, Cam, you put on a lot of weight over the summer.
So, Coach, how's the Kings preseason been going so far in Los Angeles, Coach?
I agree.
Can I make bank on the Winnipeg Jets tonight? That's what I want to know.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, but you missed the number.
Missed
the number.
Gabe said overnight 125. I'm a $1.55 when I woke up. This thing's steaming.
195 now.
Yeah, Edmonton's missing all their top guys, though.
Quick hockey. We'll get into football here. My quick hockey takes. We'll get camp picks after. I think the Ottawa Senators against the Leafs. Beat the Leafs tonight. Winnipeg Jets beat the Oilers. In case we're wondering about Andrew McKinnis, and he's been hot, Cam. Andrew McKinnis, he is on tonight. The Calgary Flames to beat the Seattle Kraken.
Interesting. Fading the Kraken again.
He's back going to back to the well.
Wow.
And he likes the Dallas Stars, but the Stars look a little pricey there. But early games, I will be betting the Sens. We'll get Cam's take on that. Let's get into some football with Paul. Paul, I'm not putting you on the spot here. It's a Thursday night game, so it doesn't necessarily mean it's something you're going to be betting or that you like. I know you like to bet the props, but it's still early right now. But one thing we'll bring up, man, these primetime games, 8-1 to the over so far. this year. And we got Jacksonville taking on Cincinnati Thursday night football. Any opinion on this game, Paul?
Well, Trevor Lawrence better make some adjustments. He's only the third rookie to throw two interceptions in his first three games. But he does get a quality tight end, in my opinion, from Carolina in that acquisition. They get Dan Arnold. And he's a favorite of mine. I think he's going to be a target of his. And I would look for him at 1.5 and go over the number. And that's where I'm going to go. Now, I will tell you that Joe Mixon has been getting, I think it's 18, 19 touches a game consecutively for the past 5 or 6 games. So he's going to be probably in play here if you want to look for a prop. But as far as side goes, I'm just going to take a step back and watch the game and maybe play it live.
I like where you're going with that. I think Mixon will have an impact. And you know what, Cam? I think Cincinnati will be in the lead too. Mixon's going to get some touches. Pat his stats. He's a good running back. If he's healthy, he puts numbers.
I agree. I think Joe Mixon's amazing. They should actually throw the ball to him more. I don't know, Gabe. I've already bet this game, and unlike Paul, I don't have any discipline. Being a gambling weasel, I get all excited when the lines come out. I will say this. Trevor Lawrence, this guy killed me. I was probably the only guy in the world on Jacksonville against Arizona. It's too many points for me. You're really going to lay 7.5 with the Bengals. Maybe a little bit of a revenge spot too, Clemson versus LSU type of thing. And if Lawrence doesn't turn over the ball, I think Jacksonville could do enough to hang in this game. I think 7.5 is too many, but I agree with Paul on the props. But I'm taking the Jaguars.
Go on, Paul.
I was going to say, Burrow's thrown 4 interceptions this year. He's got to take better care of the football. And if he continues to do that, obviously Jacksonville will be in the game. So I think 7.5 is steep. If I were playing the game, I'd be a taker, but I do feel as though a lot of people will try to get that survivor pick out of the way early this week and probably go Cincinnati.
Paul Bovey joining us from Los Angeles still. We're going to open up a pool. Where's Paul moving to? Where's Paul Bovey? So Los Angeles is the place to be, though, in the NFL. Listen, there's a lot of, you know, you got the return game, obviously, with Tom Brady and Foxborough, but Monday Night Football, Raiders and Chargers, and on Sunday, we got Arizona and the Rams. So this is interesting because people usually always remember what they saw last, right? And immediately after the Rams, their very impressive performance against Tom Brady and the Bucs, Paul, I saw sixes. I saw sixes with Arizona. I know you like to bet early and you like to get the best number, so I don't know what number you got. Right now, the Rams are at 4.5 in this football game. So what do you make of the movement? What's your opinion on this game? I find it interesting because – listen, the guys, the common guys, you know, the $25 and $50 bettors aren't moving numbers from 6 to 4.5 on a Monday, on a Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, etc. So it's obviously pro money coming in on Arizona. What's your take on this game?
Well, Gabe, I did send you a screenshot of the tickets, so because I like to do that because I don't like to release a game here that has been.
I'm like David Letterman, though. I don't like talking to the guests before the show, so let me look. I didn't look at the picture. Yeah, I'm going to look at the picture right now. So you make it seem like I'm asking you a question I already know. I don't know. Let me see the number here.
All right. So, in answer to the question.
I'm seeing Army. I'm seeing Army, Utah State. All right, let me keep looking.
Look at the next one. Look at the next one.
All right. Okay. I love it. It's like, what door? What door was it?
Okay, he's got a 7. Oh, okay. All right, talk to me. You got some team total action.
Yes, I do. So I took the 6, Gabe. I took the 6. As a professional bettor, a lot of times we take numbers. And I thought that was a little bit inflated. And that, as you mentioned, people tend to look in the rearview mirror, but they only look at the car that's right behind them. And in this case, they're looking at the Tampa Bay game, which was impressive, to say the least. But the Buccaneers cannot run the football. They cannot run the football. 48 attempts this year for 169. But the prior two teams had success running the football against the Rams. One of those, the Bears, who amassed all the 46 yards this week against the Browns.
Paul Bovey with us. We'll continue the conversation. Arizona and the Rams, big time game. We'll get into the Monday Nighter a little bit. Paul's got a college game he's looking at. Me and Cam will get into the baseball picks and more. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Still holding strong. Let's go. It's game time decisions rolls on. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking up Paul Bovey in the house. All right. Fired up for this game. So, Paul, continue your thoughts on this. Are you buying in? So you think Arizona, you are Arizona right there with the big boys in this division, like the Rams, San Francisco? Listen, Kyler Murray is playing some great football. And you know what it is? It's the things that he's not doing, Paul, that's good, right? Sort of becoming a quarterback. Don't force things. Don't, you know, stay in the pocket a little bit more. Don't turn it over. Don't do something stupid. It's not about your stats. It's about winning the football game. There is a development going on with Kyler Murray right now, Paul.
Actually, he's got to take better care of the football. He's thrown four picks. Now, if you're on Arizona this week, the negative is DeAndre Hopkins, 12 catches in the last two games for only 87 yards. Jalen Ramsey does a commendable job against him. But Arizona has other receivers, Christian Kirk, A.J. Green, averaging 18 yards per reception. And the other receiver, his name
is Rondell Moore, the kid.
Rondell Moore, the kid from
Purdue.
The rookie.
Moore. So Moore, 13 receptions out of 15 targets, and then you got Kirk, 15 out of 17. The running game is decent. And if you look at the Rams and go two back against the Bears, as I mentioned, the Bears amassed all of 46 yards this past week against Cleveland. And in that first game, they ran for 130 yards. And in the second game, the Rams played against Indy, 26 carries, 109 yards by the Colts, and you can make an argument that Indy outplayed him. Wentz was 20 of 31 for, I think, around 250. So in those first two games, I saw some weakness in the defense, and this is not a team, Arizona, that you want to show weakness, because Kyler Murray, and I give him a lot of credit, because he's the guy that knows when to get down and slide, and he knows how to do it. So he doesn't absorb the hits. He's going to have a long career, an arsenal of weapons, and they're going to be able to score points here.
He's never beaten the Rams, though. That's one thing, too. And I was off the top of my head, I was thinking that. And I get it, four picks, but the guy's making plays on every play, right? I mean, look, everyone throws interceptions nowadays when you throw the ball that much, but Kingsbury doesn't win in a division. This is the thing with Arizona. I think his record's like 3-9 or something like that in division play off the top of my head. Like, Arizona have not had success. And I'm looking, and in fact, like, Arizona haven't beaten these guys. Last time Arizona beat the Rams outright was 2017. So last year, the Rams beat them 18-7 and 38-28. The year before that, they beat them 31-24 and 34-7. So this is sort of one of these deals, Cam. Can the Cardinals slay their beast? And, you know, listen, you know the Rams were real fired up, and McVay wanted to beat Brady, lost to him in the Super Bowl too. They were really fired up for that game. Is this the sort of the little, not letdown, but now Arizona's fired up knowing, you don't think Kyler Murray and Kingsbury know? Yeah, we've never beaten these guys before. This is a big game for Arizona.
I think Paul's smart. You got that number at 6, and you click. That's very, very good. As we sit at 4.5 right now, I think Arizona can hang with these guys all game, Gabe. This is the thing about the Rams, too. After an emotional win over Tom Brady and the way they played, like feeling good about themselves, you know, it used to be those games, the Rams. Oh, you talk about the 49ers, the Seahawks, but I worry about Arizona, and they should be. As Paul mentioned, I love Rondell Moore, Gabe. We talked about him. He's a little speedster. He has tons and tons of options, too. They can get a running game going in Arizona. I'll tell you about the Rams, too. You could still run on these guys. I think Arizona is live in this game. I think if the Rams win, it's a field goal game. If you get 6, as Paul did, I'd probably still take them at 4.5. It's getting a little bit dicey, but I lean Arizona in this spot.
Well, look, I just want to let you know, I'm protecting myself, and I sent you the ticket. I took the over at 53.5. It's at 55. And I like getting that 54 number because that's fairly common. It's six touchdowns and then four field goals. So I'm comfortable with the over, and I'm very comfortable with that team total at 23.5. Not as comfortable at the 24 because, of course, 25, 26 is a rare occurrence, and then you got to get to 27 to cash your ticket. But my feeling here is Arizona will score points, and I'm getting a good number at 6. 4.5, I'd still take it. Anything 4 or below, I might lay off, look for a spot in live wagering if it comes up, and go from there. But the Rams are going to score points here. I mean, let's face it, Goff has been outstanding. I think he has 9 touchdown passes in 3 games. He's got Kupp, he's got Van Halen, Jefferson. He's got Deshaun, soon to be 34. Jackson caught a 75-yarder last week, and they've got weapons and a tight end in Tyler Higbee.
Say Goff has been fantastic with Detroit.
Yes.
You meant Stafford. Right. I was going to throw both in. Yeah.
Goff has been okay. He's okay.
Goff has been good. Hey, he's 2-1 against the spread.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Goff's going to beat Chicago this week. I'm with you, Cam. Goff wins that game.
Yeah.
Goff doesn't throw the ball downfield. Goff had one receiver last week who had over 20, 30 yards in receiving, but he's not getting the ball downfield. All he does is deal with Williams and Swift out of the backfield.
Look at their wide receivers. That is Goff's. No, listen, that's Goff's weakness, obviously. But look at the wide receivers that they have, Paul. Like the Detroit Lions.
Is their best. Yeah, 6th-round draft pick out of Wisconsin. How do you? So my question is, how do you lay it down with the Bears? They're absolutely brutal. We talked about Fields getting sacked 9 times. These guys didn't even move the ball 1 iota. And you know what? Their defense won that game against Cincinnati. They had a pick 6 in that game or whatever. I'll tell you one thing about Detroit. They've been battling Morency. That's one thing. And can't give Campbell credit.
They're 2-1 against the spread.
And they say they might start Foles. Foles is 2-7 as a starter too. Like will say this, as crazy as I'm just saying. Foles is horrible. If Andy Dalton starts, that's the only time I'm worried about this bet. If Justin Fields starts, I'm very, very fine with Detroit.
Paul, Monday Night Football. I was just saying, I want to get to the Monday game. Hey, we're planning on talking about Detroit.
I don't know why.
Paul mentioned Goff's name. But Stafford has been very good. Stafford's been good.
Yes.
Listen, the offensive line's been good, right? They've been protecting. Yep. So if you give Stafford protection, they're going to have to get at him. But if there's a team with a pass rush, it's Arizona, all right? One of the Jones brothers that does not get arrested all the time. All right, Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football, another game in L.A. The Raiders, listen, I've been betting on the Raiders this year. So I've bought in, but I think the Chargers are a better team than they are still. Even though the Raiders are 3-0. But what do you make of this one? This is going to be a wild game, man. Los Angeles, the Raiders are back. Dear God, like the Chargers, it's already a crazy rivalry as it is, those games. And it's just going to be off the hook, that atmosphere. Like old school Raider fans, new Raider, like it's, the Raiders are going to take that building over, I'll tell you that. What's your opinion on that game?
Well, look, the Chargers are not stopping the run. They've allowed Kansas City 6 point, I think 8 yards a run. They allowed Washington almost 5 yards a carry. And basically they are allowing over 5 yards per carry here. Kansas City went up and down the field against them last week, but turned the ball over 4 times. Dallas's running game really got off against them. So I'm not relying on the Chargers to stop anybody. And you may see Peyton Barber, who had all of a 2.7 yard per carry average last year, go off again because he had a spectacular game this past Sunday. He ran for over 110 yards, I believe, 112 on 23 carries. So I'm going to look for movement up and down the field. And I'm surprised the Raiders have been able to hold it together after these after 2 big wins. They beat Miami, all the public money being on the Raiders and the public getting beaten, unfortunately for them, because the Sharks got the better of it in that they lost by 3, Miami did. So I commend the Raiders because they had 2 big games, beat the Dolphins, and now they face another huge contest against the Chargers. And I could see a lot of points here. I don't see any way that these teams aren't going to score because they're just not stopping anybody.
Another prime time over. Let's talk some college football before we get you out of here, Paul. And, you know, I don't know, like, this sort of reflects on Zach Wilson in a sense, but, like, BYU. Like, last year, oh, BYU were great. Look at the BYU season that they're having. Oh, Zach Wilson. Well, whatever, man. They just drop a new kid in here in Hall. Well, I should say Hall. He's probably 42 years old. But they put a new quarterback in, and they're 4-0 right now. This is, you know, nobody thought BYU was going to be good again like this. And here they are right now, ranked 15th in the country. But with that being stated, they got a Utah State team that beat Washington State on the road. They've got a win against Air Force, and then they got punched in the mouth against Boise. What do you make of this football game here, Paul? Some Friday night action.
Again, I took a number, and the number instantaneously went with me. Took Utah State plus the 10, went down to 7.5. It's sitting at 9.5, and I also took the over at 58. I think that game last week against Boise was very deceptive because Utah State, the Aggies, rang up 317 yards in the first half and almost impossibly did not score 1 point. There were 2 missed field goals in the game, 3 turnovers. And by the way, Hall did not play last week for BYU. Gunner played, completed 20 of 25 for 330 yards.
So whoever they put in there moves the ball.
Yeah. And they've been moving, but I also think they've been getting fortunate because against ASU, I think the Sun Devils turned the ball over 4 times, and that's why they held them to 17 points. So I could see a lot of points here, but I also see an inflated number because I think it's a little deceptive that BYU won these games comfortably and also Utah State losing that game 27-3 to Boise. Now, if you go back a couple of weeks, they absolutely shredded Air Force in the air, okay? And Air Force turned around and really snuffed out FAU, much to my chagrin. I'm a graduate of FAU, and they just stifled their passing game and the transfer from Miami, who barely cracked 75 yards of passing. Now, you go 3 back, they beat North Dakota State, and a guy on North Dakota State named Tommy Schuster goes off 29 of 43 for like 377 yards, and Utah State went off for over 600. I think they went off for over 600 versus Air Force and 450 against Washington State. So Utah State can move the ball, and when I'm going to get that kind of offensive firepower, I'm going to take the points here against the BYU team that I think is a little puffed up right now.
Paul Bovey. Great stuff, Paul. It's great catching up with you. I know you've been busy with your move. We encourage people to find Paul on Twitter. Nice and simple. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paul Bovey. Get the links to where he is and what's he up to. And especially if you're a horse player as well, you can find him over on the Covers Experts page as well. And over at covers.com. Paul, great catching up with you, sir. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. If you got time for us next week, if you're not getting sued by someone in the Brady Bunch or moving, hey, we'd love to have you.
I always got time for you. Don't kick any more garbage pails, pal. That's it. Words of wisdom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Game Time Decisions continues. All right, Cam, we're on the clock. Let's get right down to business. There's 13 MLS games, buddy. You want to get a headache? There's 13 of them. And I actually did some research here, so I'm going to throw out a parlay here early. The Atlanta United and the Colorado Rapids. No time to get mad about the name now. Atlanta United, Colorado Rapids.
That's fine.
Parlay.
Yeah.
Plus 109. No, I'm not telling me to. I'm just going to say, you know, we're still all business. Colorado Rapids, Atlanta United. I like this early. TFC completely sucked. They're playing Cincinnati right now.
I'll tell you, Cincinnati, they're horrible, but they fired their coach this week. This might be a good spot to bet against TFC.
I'm going to pass, but I am going to take Club de Foot de Montreal against the Rev. Big game. Montreal plays well at home. Montreal are a good team. Like, Montreal battling for a playoff spot right now. I'd love to get a goal here. What are you doing with your early baseball, Cam? So I just wanted to throw my soccer parlay out there, and then I'll share my baseball picks. What are you doing here at 7 o'clock? I'm taking the Ottawa Senators, too. Give me the Ottawa Senators.
I'm not touching those games. I got late hockey action. Early, I got a parlay with the Red Sox and with the Dodgers and the Giants later on tonight. I'm going to take a shot with the Milwaukee Brewers. This is the night where the streak ends. With Hauser going, their dogs to St. Louis. I know it's crazy. St. Louis is just on fire. And that's about it. I want to take the Blue Jays.
Donnie Discipline tonight, huh?
Yeah. That Edmonton Elks game really pissed me off last night because I would have made a lot of money betting that Edmonton Oiler game and all the little extra.
That's the only game that screwed us last night. I lost $350 bucks last night, and I ended up going like 11-4.
And they lost outright. If they could have just damn won even a game by, like, if they just won the game by one or two, it would have been great. Would have been fine.
I hate that team.
NHL preseason hockey.
I hate
that's my bread and butter. That's my bread and butter right now. And WNBA, those are my leagues, and I'm sticking to it. Discipline. I'm not even betting the Jays tonight. I can't do it. I'm done.
My hatred for CFL teams starting to grow, actually. I hate the Riders, and I hate the Elks.
I hate the Elks.
I hate the Elks.
So do I. Elks suck.
You've got a lot going on.
Work, family,
kids.
So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you game.